Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Actor Sir Anthony Hopkins turns from alcoholism and atheism, becomes a Christian. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Justin Hugie. Sir Anthony Hopkins is one of the most well-known actors of our time. For years, he was a well-known atheist, too. But all that changed when a woman at an AA meeting challenged his disbelief with one simple question. That was the beginning of the inspiring Anthony Hopkins testimony. No matter how successful someone may seem from the outside, we all have our own internal struggles. During the earlier years of Anthony Hopkins' career, he found himself in his own battle with alcoholism. Anthony's addiction started innocently. He adopted a worldly mindset and drank because that's what you do in theater. You drink. But as is the case too often, the social pastime soon took over his life. By 1975, Anthony's drinking had spiraled out of control. "I was hell-bent on destruction," the award-winning actor recalled. "It was like being possessed by a demon, an addiction, and I couldn't stop. And there are millions of people around like that. But it's in our weakest moments that God's strength works best. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Psalm 34:18. Sir Anthony Hopkins realized he needed help, so he turned to Alcoholics Anonymous. Up until then, Anthony Hopkins had been an atheist, but during an AA meeting, a woman asked him a simple question: "Why don't you just trust in God?" It's not something Anthony had ever tried, but as desperate as he was, he thought, "Well, why not?" Deciding to believe and trust in God was the moment everything changed for the desperate actor. "I could not stop, but I just asked for a little bit of help, and suddenly, pow, it was just like bingo," Anthony Hopkins recalled.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Miraculously, Anthony says the craving to drink was taken from him, never to return again. And he's believed in God ever since, working day after day, year after year, to grow in his faith. When asked in a CNN interview with Piers Morgan if he believed in God, former atheist Anthony Hopkins replied wholeheartedly, "Yes, I do. I do." Years after finding faith, Anthony Hopkins is regarded as one of the greatest actors of our time. In fact, he earned the title of Sir Anthony Hopkins when Queen Elizabeth knighted him in 1993 for his contributions to the performing arts. As an esteemed actor, Anthony was invited to speak to a crowd of nearly 500 high school and college students at the annual Leadership, Excellence, and Accelerating Your Potential conference, and he shared with them the dangers of conforming to the world. "If you chase the money, it's not going to work. And if you chase success, it's not going to work," he said. In fact, in a separate interview, Anthony opened up about how unfulfilling success alone is. "You know, I meet young people, and they want to act, and they want to be famous," the acclaimed actor explained. "And I tell them, when you get to the top of the tree, there's nothing up there. Most of this is nonsense. Most of this is a lie. Accept life as it is. Just be grateful to be alive." After sharing how he was saved from the depths of alcoholism, Anthony Hopkins explained the power our words and our beliefs have over our lives. He also touched on how God can use anything, even our biggest messes, for good. "I believe that we are capable of so much," Anthony said to the students. "For my own life, I still cannot believe that my life is what it is because I should have died in Wales, drunk or something like that. We can talk ourselves into death, or we can talk ourselves into the best life we've ever lived. None of it was a mistake. It was all destiny." While Anthony Hopkins has, at times, played the characters who are truly evil, the actor lives out his real life with Christ in his heart. He's been an atheist before finding God, and now he just feels sorry for atheists, comparing a life of disbelief to living in a closed cell with no windows. "I'd hate to have to live like that. Wouldn't you?" Sir Anthony Hopkins asked. What a beautiful reminder that Anthony Hopkins' testimony was of the hope we have through Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacey Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.